Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class should be for the Hatzlacha of Tzva Hagana Yisrael, and also for the Refuah Shalom HaKol Chalei Am Yisrael B'Tzlan Yisrael. And especially today's class is dedicated for the Refuah Shalom of Yehoshua Ben Dina. Hashem should send him a Refuah Shalom of Bezad Hashem, and Kol Shachon Am Yisrael Bezad Hashem, and also for the returning of all of our hostages, that they should return home with mental health very soon, Bezad Hashem. He continues, Ma'alken, Hayu HaPerushim Borchim Mikroveim Vateim El Harim. The people who are prushim, there are people who, for example, like prophets, they were people who were distant from their families because they had to leave and go do things in the service of Hashem. Kadesh yifanu libotam la'avodat Elohim, in order to focus on their serving of Hashem. V'chen ayu neviim bizman ha'nevua yotzeim bim'onoteim mitvodadim l'chovot ha'borei itbarach aleihem. He says, same thing would do, the prophets would do the following. They would go during the era, during the time of the prophecy, when there was prophecy. They would leave their homes and seclude themselves to contemplate their responsibilities with the Borei Olam, the Creator of the world. Like there was a story of Eliyahu Anabi with Elisha in the book of Melachim. It said, "Shneimar alav shnem asar tzimadim lepanav hu b'shnem ha'asar." Says with the story of Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Navi was told, he was commanded by Hashem to go and appoint Elisha as the successor. So he went and he found Elisha was plowing with 12 pairs of oxen. And Elisha was on the 12th pair, he was with the 12 pairs of animals. And so what did Eliyahu Navi do? Eliyahu didn't go and just tell him, he went and kind of hinted to him. He threw on his shoulder the mantle, the thing that is used by a Navi, a prophet, he threw that on his shoulder and kind of hinted to him in a way, saying like, oh, you're going to be the next Navi, you're going to be the next prophet, the next successor. And Elisha understood. V'kevan she'ramaz Eliyahu b'mat remez, when Eliyahu hinted to him, hevinoto, Elisha understood this, and he did something so vital and important. I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about this. He said, v'amar, eshka na le'avi ulimi ve'elcha charecha. Says, first, let me go kiss my father and mother, and then I'll follow you, and then I'll leave. What's going on here? And then it says, "Ve'amar v'yelech acher Eliyahu v'shartehu." He went after Eliyahu Navi, and he ministered him, and he served him, and whatnot. What did Elisha do over here? Elisha was told he was going to be the next successor. So what did he do? He said, first, let me go and give the proper honor and respect to my father and mother before I leave to go and do nevuah, to go and be the next prophet, to go and be the next servant of Hashem. And only then will I follow. Why did he need to do that? He's commanded by Hashem to go and be a Navi. He wasn't commanded, go and interrupt this process. Hashem told you, now come with Eliyahu Navi. Go Elisha, be the next successor. He didn't tell him, go and interrupt. On his own thought process, on his own mind, he went and deviated and said, one second, let me make sure I'm giving the proper level of honor and respect to my parents. And this is something that I think is an epitome of something that Elisha did that we can learn through all the generations, that should never change, that should always be ingrained inside us, that no matter what a person has in his life, no matter what situations a person is going through, or where he's headed, or what success level a person can be chosen as the next successor, or the next, you know, he can have a business that, you know, takes off. But how he interacts with his parents, and the respect and honor that he gives his parents should never change. That should always be the top level, the utmost highest level of respect and honor that he gives towards his parents. Always going to them asking for advice. Always going to them and giving them that proper level of respect, the proper level of honor, showing them gratitude, appreciation for everything that they've done for him. We go through life, and a lot of times I think we kind of forget about the fact that for the first 18 years of your life, you were spoon-fed. You were literally spoon-fed by your parents. Where is that appreciation? You know, there are many mitzvot. I was listening to a class. There are many mitzvot in the Torah. Like we just learned last week's parashat para, the red heifer. We learned there's mitzvot that don't have meaning. We don't understand the meaning behind it. Then there's mitzvot that are common sense, like honoring parents. Common sense, makes sense. Even if the Torah didn't command it, I would have thought it made sense to honor your parents. Because it's so simple. Someone takes care of your whole life. It makes sense that you should show them the honor and respect. It makes sense that you should give them that privilege, that honor that they deserve. So now what I think Elisha is teaching us is that no matter what type of generation we live through, And especially in today's society, in today's generation, where we're going through kind of a change. I always say the generation that we're living in, you're going to see a completely different transformation in the next generation. Completely. With the technology that's being created. With the AI. With everything that's going on. With the screens. One example someone told me, it was an unbelievable example. In our childhood, everyone was watching TV. That's where they were watching their shows. It was on the television. And when a commercial would come up, what would happen? You would sit through the commercial. Sucks. Commercial comes up, you have to wait through it. In today's generation, kid turns 7, they receive an iPhone. They're on TikTok all day long just swiping. I don't like this. 2 seconds later, I'm swiping to the next one. There's no commercials.
3 years old. 2 years old.
2 year old, you hand them a tablet, they have control, complete control of what they're watching. I don't want this anymore. I don't want to watch something else. I don't want this. Commercial comes up, what do they do to change it? Forget about the fact of what they're watching, what not watching. But they have, there's no more, it's completely a different generation. We sat through the commercials. They didn't. So now the attention span of the next generation is sadly changing. It's not the same thing as what we went through. Now why is that so important? It's because the patience level, the level of respect, the level of honor, all of it is transforming. And so it's not so simple anymore for someone to just be able to say, you know what, yeah. And this is part of the times of Mashiach, obviously. But it's something that a person in this generation, we need to educate the children and we need to work on it. Is that no matter what you have, you may have this difficulty of having patience. You may have this difficulty of not being able to sit through a commercial or sit through watching something you don't want to watch. But you still have to have the proper level of honor and respect for one's parents no matter what situation you're in your life. Is that Elisha, he was becoming the next successor, but he was still willing to deviate and go and give proper honor and respect to kiss and hug his parents before he left. He was going to leave and going to serve Hashem. We have to do the same. We follow and believe in the ways of Hashem. And we know that through generations there will be change. But we know that the honor and respect that we give our parents and the mitzvot that we keep should never change, should always be the same. And may we do this mitzvah to the utmost highest level. When doing so, B'ezrat Hashem will receive the true blessing that the Torah has to offer. That when the Torah says, when a person gives the highest level of honor and respect to his parents, he will receive long life. Not only long life in this world, but also long life in the world to come. Have a great day, everyone.